Okay. All right, welcome everyone. We'll have a Board of Equalization meeting on the front end and then commission meeting. So we'll call to order Board of Equalization November 19th at 2:03 p.m. First item is to approve the minutes from November 12th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. Item two, approve the Board of Equalization Assessor Approved Process Report. Any questions there?
I did not have any comments from any of the staff. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve item number two.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item three, Board of Equalization Hearing Process Report from November 18th. Any questions on that?
I had none. I'll make a motion to approve item number three.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, and the last item is approve or deny petitions to BOE to hear appeal of property valuations after the filing deadline. Miss Sally.
Sally Leal for the Auditor's Office. Items 1, 2, 5, and 8 is the recommendations from our office. Do you guys have any questions on those, on the approve or denies?
There was some that there are 3, 4, 6, like there's several that are approved if assessor agrees.
Yeah, 3, 4, 6 of them will be addressed by the assessor's office. If they agree it's factual error, then you can approve it then.
Okay.
So if you don't have any questions on mine, I'll let the assessor's office.
I've got no question.
Okay, so if they're good on 1, 2, 5, and 8, Theron.
They're in case with the assessor's office.
Thank you. Are you good with 1, 2, 5, and 8?
So the ones I'm looking at are 3, 4, 6, and 7.
Perfect.
Okay.
We would recommend denying 3 and recommend approving 4, 6, and 7.
Okay, so really where we're off is 3? Is that what I'm disagreeing on?
Yeah.
And they're claiming the building was removed, and what is your office's assessment of that?
They're saying it was removed for dry rot. They provided no pictures other than a picture of the hole. No documentations of why the building needed to be destroyed, when it was removed or demoed. The demo permit was pulled later in the year. On the 1st of January, the building was there and standing.
And that's our standard for laws on January 1st?
That's when our valuation is done. So there are some natural disasters, you know, fires, different reasons that, and the code that gives us reasons to change the valuation of an improvement later in the year for a natural disaster, but just demoing it later in the year doesn't necessarily give us that.
When was the permit pulled?
What's that?
You said it was pulled later in the year. When was the permit pulled?
I don't have the exact date. I think it was like September, October.
Okay. August. Okay, so it was pulled later. Okay.
Yeah, so if it had been a fire, then we would have prorated the improvement adjustment on it. You know, if they had submitted some information to say this is, you know, and some pictures showing here's the cost to remediate the problem, and it just is more excessive than what the building's worth, then that would have been something different for us to look at. But none of that was submitted in the application to us.
Okay. All right, thanks, Theron. Is there anyone from the public that is here for any of these items? That's helpful. Okay. Any issues, commissioners, on this recommendations?
No, I'm fine accepting the recommendations as the auditor and then, of course, the assessor's office.
Okay.
So, yeah, motion to approve item number 4 with the one change of deny for item 3.
I'll second that.
And the rest are all good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As stated. Okay.
Yeah, because they say approve if assessor agrees, so I would assume they're approved.
Okay. Okay, with the motion. Everybody understands the motion, I guess, is what
Paul, was that good
more
for
what
you?
I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.